In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome back to Praying the Divine Office at Night. We have a great memorial today, this Saturday. We can celebrate with our Office of Readings. Let's see what we have here for Saturday Office of Readings. Come, let us listen to the voice of the Lord. Let us enter into His rest. Truly, truly, we pray to You, Lord. Help us to be more obedient to You as we celebrate St. Albert the Great. Come, let us worship Christ and God our Father, the source of true wisdom. None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His love endures forever. None but the Lord has done such marvels, His love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for His love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was that made the skies, for His love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for His love endures forever. It was He who made the great lights, for His love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for His love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for His love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched. The firstborn of the Egyptians He smote, for His love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for His love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in His hand, for His love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for His love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for His love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for His love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched. Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies. Through the desert His people He led, for His love endures forever. Nations in their greatness He struck, for His love endures forever. Kings in their splendor He slew, for His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for His love endures forever. Let Israel inherit their land, for His love endures forever. On His servant their land He bestowed, for His love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for His love endures forever. And He snatched us away from our powerful foes, for His love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for His love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for His love endures forever. On His servant their land He bestowed, for His love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for His love endures forever. And He snatched us away from our powerful foes, for His love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for His love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for His love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, our Creator, You wonderfully made man. You transformed dust into Your very own image, and You gave it a share in Your own nature. Yet You are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against You. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to You. glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I don't know why our ivory mirror does not match. For the life of me, it's driving me insane to be in this book for the 22nd week of ordinary time and have it be a reading from the book of Jeremiah. And then we need to find the one from Daniel. A reading from the... We are always praying earnestly for you, that you may have a deep knowledge of God's will. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The angel said to me, "At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people shall escape. Everyone who is found written in the book, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken. Some shall live forever. Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. As for you, Daniel, keep secret the message and seal the book until the end time. Many shall fall away and evil shall increase. I, Daniel, looked and saw two others, one standing on either bank of the river. One of them said to the man clothed in linen who was upstream, 'How long shall it be to the end of these appalling things?' The man clothed in linen who was upstream lifted his right and left hands to heaven, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever and ever, that it should be for a year, 2 years, and half a year, and that when the power of the destroyer of the holy people was brought to an end, all these things should end. I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, 'My Lord, what follows this?' 'Go, Daniel,' he said, 'because the words are to be kept secret and sealed until the end time. Many shall be refined, purified, and tested, but the wicked shall prove wicked. None of them shall have understanding, but the wise shall have it. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the horrible abomination is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is the man who has patience and perseveres until the 1,335 days. So take your rest. You shall rise for your reward at the end of days. Responsory prayer. Those considered worthy of the resurrection from the dead can no longer die. They are like angels. They are the sons of God, because they are sons of resurrection. He is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all things are alive. They are like angels. They are sons of the resurrection, because they are the sons. They are sons of God, because they are the sons of the resurrection. And here we go. We have our optional memorial. This great mentor of St. Thomas Aquinas, this great model of faith and reason, St. Albert the Great, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Second reading is from a commentary on the Gospel of Luke by St. Albert the Great. Do this in remembrance of me. And the other one was a homily from the 2nd century, and I'll probably read it at the end too. Do this in remembrance of me. Two things should be noted here. The first is the command that we should use this sacrament, which is indicated when he says, do this. The second is that this sacrament commemorates the Lord's going to death for our sake. Do this. Certainly he would demand nothing more profitable, nothing more pleasant, nothing more beneficial nothing more desirable, nothing more similar to eternal life. We will look at each of these qualities separately. This sacrament is profitable because it grants remission of sins. It is most useful because it bestows the fullness of grace on us in this life. The Father of Spirits instructs us in what is useful for our sanctification, and his sanctification is in Christ's sacrifice. That is, when he offers himself in this sacrament to the Father for our redemption. To us, for our use, I consecrate myself for their sakes. Christ, who through the Holy Spirit offered himself up without blemish to God, will cleanse our consciences from the dead works to worship the living God. Nor can we do anything more pleasant. For what is better than that God manifesting his whole sweetness to us? You gave them bread from heaven, not the fruit of human labor, but a bread endowed with all delight and pleasant to every sense of taste. For this substance of yours revealed your kindness toward your children, and serving the desire of each recipient, it changed to suit each one's taste. He could not have commanded anything more beneficial, for this sacrament is the fruit of the tree of life. Anyone who receives this sacrament with the devotion of sincere faith will never taste death. It is a tree of life for those who grasp it, and blessed is he who holds it fast. The man who feeds on me shall live on account of me. Nor could he have commanded anything more lovable, for this sacrament produces love and union. It is characteristic of the greatest love to give itself as food. Had not the men of my tent exclaimed, "Who will feed us with his flesh to satisfy our hunger?" as if to say, "I have loved them, and they have loved me, so much that I desire to be within them, and they wish to receive me so that they may become my members." There is no more intimate or more natural means for them to be united to me and I to them. Nor could he have commanded anything which is more like eternal life. Eternal life flows from this sacrament because God, with all sweetness, pours himself out upon the blessed. Responsory prayer. Just as the Father handed a kingdom over to me, now I hand one over to you. In my kingdom you will eat and drink at my table. I choose you and appointed you to go forth and bear fruit. In my kingdom you will eat and drink at my table. Second reading would have been from this homily. Our salvation depends on the integrity of our lives. Let us be sure that when the day of judgment comes, our place will be among those who give thanks to God and have served him, not with the ungodly who face condemnation. As for myself, I am only a sinner, not yet beyond the reach of temptation, but even amidst all the devil's machinations, I still strive to make progress and hope to attain at least some virtue, for I fear the judgment that awaits me. My brothers and sisters, you have heard the word of God, who is the very fountainhead of truth. Therefore I now read you an appeal to heed what is written, and thereby to save yourselves and your reader. The reward I ask is that you repent with your whole heart to save yourselves and find life. If we do this, we shall set an example for all young people, for whom the glory and goodness of God is a challenge to be generous in his service. Let me say also that when we are given a warning and corrected for doing something wrong, we should not be so foolish as to take offense and be angry. There are times when we are unconscious of the sins we commit, because our hearts are fickle, lacking in faith. Futile desires becloud our minds. We need to pull ourselves up, therefore, because our very salvation is at stake. Those who keep God's commandments will have reason to rejoice. For a short time in this world, they may have to suffer, but they will rise again, and their reward will endure forever. No one who holds God in reverence should grieve over the hardships of this present time, for a time of blessedness awaits him. He will live again in heaven in the company of all those who have gone before him. For all eternity he will rejoice, never to know sorrow again. So do not be disturbed at the sight of wicked men possessing great wealth, while the servants of God suffer want. We, my brothers and sisters, must have faith, competing as we are in the arena of the living God. We are receiving the training in this present life that will make us worthy to be crowned in the life to come. No honest man becomes rich overnight. He has to wait for the reward of his labors. If God gave virtue an immediate recompense, we should straightway find ourselves engaging in commerce instead of perfecting ourselves in his service. Although to all outward appearance we might be irreproachable, we should not be seeking God but our own advantage, and bringing down on our sinful souls the divine judgment that would soon make us feel the full weight of our chains. To the one invisible God, the Father of truth, who sent forth the Savior, the author of immortality, and through him revealed to us the truth and the heavenly life, to him be glory throughout all ages, forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. Turn away from evil and do good, for the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his holy ones. Do not emulate the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his holy ones. We'll do both prayers since there's no one here. God our Father, God of power and mercy, protect us from all harm. Give us freedom of spirit and health in mind and body to do your will on your work on earth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God our Father, you endowed St. Albert with the talent of combining human wisdom and divine faith. Keep us true to his teachings, that the advance of human knowledge may deepen our knowledge and love of you. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us. Well, you know, there's a little bit more. I believe, may the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us everlasting life. Pray for our Holy Father's monthly intentions and for a plenary indulgence. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Where's our evening prayer portion? From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens is glory. Who is like the Lord our God? Who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes. Yes, with the princes of his people, to the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for all the things we need. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord. In honor of Mary's gifts, we invoke the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask her to intercede with and before him, to save us, and to help us in every way this Sunday to be joyful and free from sin and worry and all unnecessary worry and anxiety. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ, may he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him. To Christ be glory forever. Amen. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. We praise the wisdom which wrought them all as we contemplate your works, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O blessed Doctor, St. Albert the Great, light of Holy Church and lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. Christ had compassion on the hungry and performed a miracle of love for them. Mindful of this, let us pray, show us your love, Lord. Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity. Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit. Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries you have sent into the world. Enkindle in us the fire of your Spirit. Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity and respond generously to the needs of our time. Healer of body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying. In your mercy, visit and refresh us. May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints, whose names are in the Book of Life. Pray for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob, for Father Jim, for Father Veely, for all of our priests and ministers who have helped us, including religious sisters and brothers, so much. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. And I think we prayed for the Pope in his monthly intentions earlier. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.